And welcome to Believers Faith Connection broadcast tonight. Hallelujah. And God is going to bless you tonight as we continue and do our message on the secret to true fulfillment in this life. Everybody want to be fulfilled. I don't care who you are, whether you're a minister of the gospel, whether you are a businessman, wherever you are, and whoever you are, and whichever country you are and you live in, you want to be fulfilled. You want to feel fulfilled. And there are some things you need to know about God and your purpose on the earth. However, before we begin our broadcast, I just want again to make an announcement here about next weekend. For those that already know, obviously, we have what we call Believers Faith Connection, and we are doing some conferences on Zoom. It will be next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Hallelujah. If you have not signed in for free registration, it's free registration. You are very welcome to go on our website and sign in so that you can be included. The reason for signing in at MCM Worship Center is so that you can get a link so that you can join us online via Zoom. So we would like to invite you to do that. Hallelujah, glory to God. And the other reason is that so we can get together and you can be able to share what God is doing in your nation, and that will be great. Also, next weekend, on the same Zoom conference, I'll have a minister here from Africa, and his name is Reverend Richard Mushangi, and he will be ministering during the Zoom conference. So you don't want to miss it. What a blessed man, and has been a blessing to me, and will be a blessing to you. So I want to invite you to come, and that you will be blessed through his ministry. Again, he is Reverend Richard Mushangi from Two Mindful Gospel Churches, that is in Nairobi, Kenya. And you shall be blessed through and by his ministry, and I'm excited about it. So welcome. I wanna tell you to be just get ready. However, tonight, we wanna continue on our series on a message that we started this morning on the secret of true fulfillment in this life. And basically is finding your purpose, your God-given purpose on the earth. Hallelujah. Would it be wonderful to know why you are on the earth? Why is it that you are on the earth? And why God created you? Open your Bibles to the book of Galatians. And that's where we are going to look at the scriptures, book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 16. And we read this morning, for everything, not some things, but for everything above and below, visible and invisible, God started in him and finds his purpose in him. That is with the Message translation. Everything the above and below, visible and invisible, God started in him, and it defines his purpose in him. And I said this morning, and I'll repeat it again because it's worth saying it, that God's people will never be fulfilled until they step into what God, into their God-given purpose. You'll never feel feel fulfilled until you have stepped into your God-given purpose. And this morning, we talked about two things there, and generally five reasons why you need to know about why God wants you to walk with him and step into your given purpose. And number one, and I'm going to put it right there on your screen, is that number one reason is that God created us and placed us here on the earth to enjoy his creation. The Bible says, I said in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, they say this, that God created everything, and it is for your pleasure that they exist were created. Everything that you see was created for you to enjoy or for you to have fun enjoying it. Just like you enjoy, or mother, parents enjoy their children growing up, God enjoy watching us grow in his kingdom. And also, God enjoys watching us enjoy or have fun in his creation. He looks down and says, oh man, that's my girl, that's my boy. Ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing, I'll say this, in your life is knowing that God loves you, or knowing of the loving Father. The second most important thing is living a life that is obedient to God. Excuse me. Number two. There we go. Number two. Glory to God. You are created or formed to join and enjoy God's large family. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says this unchanging plan is unchanging plan. God's unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family. And the family of God is huge, ladies and gentlemen. The family of God, it's all over the world. It's not just talking about your own natural family. Because all and around the world, there is the family of God. And the family of God is huge. And when you get born again, you become a part of God's family. As a matter of fact, you become a part of God's family in all the continents of the world. Because in Asia, in Africa, in Europe, all those places, North America, God and South America, God has his family. He has people who believe, who are born again, just like you. That's, however, why when you go to places like Africa and you are from America, or go to places around the world, in the name of Jesus, you find somebody saying, praise the Lord. You find somebody saying, Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? Because now you are in the family of God, and that is important. So, number two, I said this morning that God created you, glory to God, to join his family on the earth. Number three, which I want to get to tonight and talk about why God created you, bless the Lord, is you are created to be the salt and light to the world. In the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says you are created to be the salt and to be the light of the world. That is why you are created. And I just want to really pause there because it's important that believers are the salt and the light of the world. I'd like to read the Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and start with verse 13. And I would like to finish up, or I'd like to read all the way, as a matter of fact, to verse 16, because it's important. Glory to God. It's very important. We are right there on number three. The Bible says there, beginning Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, we're going to back up one more verse. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by people. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. So the Bible says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You and I, ladies and gentlemen, reading that scripture very clearly, you and I would say this, were created to be like Christ, to be the light to the lost and dying world. There are so many people that do not know what you know. And if you want to find fulfillment, if you want to find joy in this earth, is you discover and, I mean, you understand who you are. As a matter of fact, the Bible says you are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means you are an extension of God himself on the earth. You are the mouthpiece of God. You are the hands of God. You are the feet of Jesus. And when you are on the earth and you are going about your business, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and doing God's work, you are representing God and his kingdom on the earth. And when you partner with God and he partners with you, that is when fulfillment comes. But when you are by yourself and doing your own things and you are just minding your own businesses and minding your own things, then there are issues. So what am I saying here? Every Christian is born to serve. You see, when we talk about this, I mean, every Christian is born to be a part and to participate in representing God. The Bible says in Romans 8:29, from the very beginning, that those who came to him and all along he knows who would should become a son, so that his son will be the first of many brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say on this point, God is far more interested in your being than in your doing. A lot of people ask, what is God's will for my life, in my job, and in my career? Do you know what? And I'll tell you this, you'd probably can have a dozen careers, and God would say, that's fine. But God is more interested about your character in your job, your character in your career, your character in how you represent him down here on the earth. Because your career will not go to eternity. You will not carry your job to heaven. But let me tell you something. You are taking your character. You'll be judged by what and how you represented him down on the earth. And that is why it is vitally important to live a lifestyle that is present unto your heavenly Father. And in so doing, God will partner with you. God will walk with you, just like he walked with Enoch. Hallelujah. Or even, I believe, Abraham. God called Abraham his friend because he walked with him. Can you imagine you walking with God? He's telling you what to do. If you turn to the left, you say, don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Stay right here on the middle. Hallelujah. Because there is something going to happen over there. You know, a lot of people are just going through life and they don't care what's going to happen. They just like, oh, I'm just going to travel. And some of them, you're so focused. We get so focused in life that I gotta have to do this, whether it's the will of God for you to do it or not. I'm gonna charge this because I need that sofa. I need that dress or that suit so bad, I got to charge it. And even when God tried to tell you, no, you can't do that because I have another way of bringing it to you, you go ahead, do it anyway. But what I'm saying, if you wanna find fulfillment and you wanna find joy, be a person who is learned of the Spirit of God. Be a person who hears the voice of God. Be a person who hears from heaven and executes what heaven says. When you do that, ladies and gentlemen, something will happen. Number four, Glory to God. You were created for to serve God. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, the Bible says God has made us what we are in Christ Jesus. God has made us, hallelujah, what we are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works which God planned in hand of us for to live our lives doing, ladies and gentlemen. And so how important is that? God wired you and me uniquely to serve him, to represent him on the earth. Every Christian is born to serve, every one of you. And so we should not say, well, or negate some things and say, that just not for me, that's for a preacher, or to live that kind of life, that's just for so-and-so. As long as you are in the earth, you are God's creation. And if God created you, he created you to serve him. Amen. Let me say this. You are created, you are saved as a believer, and you are called, and then you are gifted in ministry. Ministry is not just in the pulpit, ladies and gentlemen. Ministry can be ushering, the people being in the nursery, watching those little children. Ministry is on the street, if you're going and witnessing Christ. Ministry is wherever people are, you are doing ministry. That's why you need to stay focused with God and do ministry with him. Don't always say, well, that is for the preacher. I'm here now ministering. That is my ministry. No, every person was created, saved, our believers were created, saved, and called and gifted to do ministry. The Bible makes it even very clear that every Christian is a minister. Not every Christian is a pastor. Not every Christian is a preacher, or whoever, or evangelist, or a prophet, but every believer Christian is a minister of God's wonderful work and ministry. In order to understand that, you gotta understand what ministry is. And we are talking about, and for those that may join us or may see this later, this is what we are talking about because it's important. The secret to the fulfillment in this life, that is finding your God-given purpose. That is the secret. Now, when I say every believer and every Christian is a minister, the question, or as a ministry, we need to understand what is ministry. Ministry is any time you use the abilities, or you use the abilities God has given you to help someone in Jesus' name. In your neighborhood, in your job, whichever career you may have, do you have abilities and do you have things that you use to help people or that ministry? If you take a loaf of bread to a neighbor, or you give a stranger a glass of water, or you do something, or you say something kind, or you say something positive, that is ministry. And that is what God is watching and looking for. So I want to ask you this. Because when you get to heaven, God is going to ask you these two questions. Number one, what have you done with my son Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Since you received him, what have you done? Number two, question will be, what did you do with the abilities and gifts that I placed or that I gave you? Were you a good steward, or are you good steward of what God has given you? If you are good stewards, you'll be awarded and you'll be rewarded based on what you did. Ladies and gentlemen, every single person has been given an ability and gift by God for service, to serve him. God gave you your abilities, not for your benefit, but to use them to be a blessing to others. I was telling a minister, a friend of mine, I said, you know, I don't feel fulfilled when a day goes by without being a blessing to somebody, without extending kindness, without extending love. Love does not come in the sense of just giving somebody money. It's just being nice. Sometimes you just need to say, just be nice. And where you are, you need to say, I just want to be nice today. I want to be nice to the people who come around me. I want to do something extra for somebody today, because that is how you're going to find fulfillment. As a matter of fact, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, seeking for that particular person who will stop by the side or will go an extra mile and say, you know what? It's not about me. It's about being a blessing to somebody today. In your job and career, when you work, let it not be about just about your family and about whom you can feed in your family. Let it be about how you can be a blessing to somebody else. And if we do that, and especially as believers, we're going to see major move of God even in our ministries. Number five, glory to God. And this is our last one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our last one, and I'm just going to bring it up there so that you can get to see it. This is the last one. You are created for God's agenda on the earth. The reason why I have to talk about these things, ladies and gentlemen, is because so many people are trying to find fulfillment in the ministry, and they are trying to find, how can I be satisfied other than running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, throughout without satisfaction? But I'm telling you right now that you have a purpose. John chapter 17 and also verse 18, the Bible says, in the same way you give me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. Did you know, as a believer, you have a mission in the world? You have a mission in the world. Let me say this again. You have a reason why you're here. And do not be like, God bless you, do not be like this man that I showed on the photo in the beginning, whereby it's like he has gotten everything in life. Everything has been going on, but you're still saying, man, what is it and why am I here? You see, so many people, and I have seen people, and even people with money and people without money, and some people, that's why people commit suicide, because they get this, then they see this is not satisfying. They run after this other thing, it's not satisfying. You'll never feel fulfilled. I'm talking about being fulfilled today. I'm talking about how to find your fulfillment, your God-given purpose, where you can walk with God and feel satisfied, whereby the little thing you do, whether it's giving somebody a glass of water, or is going to shop and blessing somebody, or sharing your meal with somebody, or going to bless somebody, can make you so satisfied. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about how big of a house you have. It's about what you are doing for God, how you are walking with him daily, in whatever career, in whatever business, how you are walking with him. That as you walk with him and he walks with you, that is how you find fulfillment. You never find fulfillment outside God. And that's why people who come to church, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, they come to church and they are so excited about things of God. After a while, if they are not careful, the fire will go away. And they will not have that same fire. They will not have that same fervor as they used to have, because now the fire has been quenched by the chaos of this world. What we gotta watch is the chaos of this world. People are so carried on with the chaos of, like, tomorrow there's somebody thinking about, oh, I'm going to get to work, I'm going to deal with these people, and I'm going to do. No, can you go to work with God? When you go to work with God, whatever career you are doing, whatever, if you are retired, just stay there and just worship God and call somebody and give them some good news, give them some hope, and tell them that God is good, and tell them, encourage them, find somebody you can encourage. encourage this week. Find somebody you can serve, because when you do those kind of things, you are doing it unto the Lord, and the Lord is energizing you to do those kind of work. When you extend kindness, that is God working through you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me say this, and because our time is almost up, we have only about 4 minutes here. If you want God's blessing in your life, read it. And I'm going to say this very strong. If you want God's hand of blessing in your life, you must care about things that God cares about most. I can say that. I cannot ever say. If you want God's blessing in your life, you must care about things that God cares more about the most. Not what other people care about. What is God caring about? God cares about bringing lost children, lost creation, back to Jesus Christ. That is what God cares about more than anything else. Winning souls, bringing souls into the kingdom of God. Apostle Paul was extremely passionate about this particular purpose. As a matter of fact, he says there in Acts chapter 20, verse 24, the most important thing is that I complete my mission. The work the Lord Jesus Christ gave me. And what is that work? He says, I tell people the good news about God's grace that is now fulfilling my mission in the world. There is a word for that in the Bible, and it is called evangelism. And that is the purpose, one of the other purposes. The reason why I had to share tonight and this morning about this is because I have seen so many people running after stuff and trying to find fulfillment in material things, in things that are temporary, in things that are tangible. Now, I'm not saying don't work because I work. Don't do business because we do. But everything you are doing, you need to know that God has given you, whether it's your career, your talent, whatever you're doing it, and you need to do it as unto the Lord. If you're a businessman out there, you need to do your work with excellence as unto the Lord. You need to fulfill your mission on the earth. And because when you do fulfill your God-given mission, then God will work with you, and you'll be blessed above nature. Glory to God. And with that, we conclude on what we talked about. And you need to go back, listen to part one, and then listen to tonight. The secret to true fulfillment in this life. Now, we don't like to close our broadcast without giving you opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We do this on every broadcast, and we do it purposefully, just for our adventure. There is one who has not made commitment. So would you pray this prayer? Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. You know I have messed up and I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. I acknowledge, Lord Jesus, that you came, that you went through a lot just for me to Calvary, where you died. Then on the third day you rose from the dead, and now you are alive forevermore. Lord Jesus, I want my names written in the book of life, and I want to be with you and spend with you for eternity. When I exit this world, I want to be among the number who will see you face to face. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me, for receiving me, and for writing my names in the book of life. I give you all the praise and all the glory in the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You prayed that prayer. It's that simple. He comes to live inside of you, and he loves you. And until next time, next weekend, We're going to have fun with a mighty African minister of the gospel right in our studios, and also during the leadership conference on Saturday. If you have not registered again, we'll encourage you to go online and register from our website right there on your screen. Hallelujah. MCMWorshipCenter.online. By the way, most of these videos and a lot more are posted on this website, and it'll be a blessing to you. Glory to God. And then until then, God bless you. We love you, and good night.